Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Over for Lindell, wrist shot, and Lou scored! Mikko Rantanen on the doorstep. Dallas punches through for the third straight time. And they've got a sizable lead here in Newark.
Now, it was a super, super fun day yesterday, because we will get to the Mavs as well. But you get double wins. You get points for the Stars. You get a win for the Mavericks. And realistically, it was controlled by the Stars. I want to say all throughout the game. I don't necessarily think that is fair to say, but I'll say once you started scoring in the second, I know the Devils were putting things up on net, but I didn't really feel like they were challenging to get back into the game, partially because of another shutout and really strong effort from Jake Oettinger, who we hadn't seen him for a couple of games.
Yeah, and Oettinger said afterwards, you know, they did their PK, got back on track. He feels really good, confident with the blocking that's going on in front of him there, so that's a positive thing.
Can I just say, he got on track with the PK.
Yeah.
The penalty kill's been doing pretty okay with DeSmith.
Well, and I wonder if he's... It's a newer system, and he's just trying to figure out the lanes.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe DeSmith had a little bit of a quicker pickup than he did. Maybe that's the situation, and it just took a little bit more time. Either way, it looked good last night, and that's a positive thing. Kevin, you knew once, though, they were up to in the second period. Once they were up, you were done. Because
I think I do agree with that.
Well, they're 12-0-0 this year whenever they're leading the second period.
Is that right?
Yeah, according to ESPN stats.
I did not know that.
I saw that. So, yeah, I'm feeling very confident. If they're leading after the second period, this team has – they can salt it away on you.
Are you excited that I was confident not knowing that stat? I still had that confidence
yes.
in my heart.
Well, that comes from feeling, right? Like, you're not much of a gut-feeling guy, but you just kind of notice every time after the second period you're starting to feel pretty confident. You're like, I don't know exactly why, but there's a stat to back that up, and sometimes you do need a stat to back it up. Got a Bears fan. In the house right now.
Number one seed.
Yeah, they're the best team right now in the NFC, I think, until the Cowboys take that back from them.
But
I hope
so.
The way they attacked last night was nice, but the defensive side of it being able, I think there was a little bit of what Gullitson said the night before about their effort. I think they were like, he was right. And we got to wake back up. It was nice to see Jamie Benn put a couple of assists on the board.
Yeah,
it was really nice to see Robertson continue saying, "Hey, I just do what I do, boys."
Okay, can I just want to ask a question for everybody out there? 877-881-1053. The Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or you can hit us up on the Twitch or the YouTube. Do you find yourself also following kind of the heater that Jason Robertson has been on? Because I know for a lot of people, they'll talk about Rantanen, and I hear you, but I think the expectation when you made the trade was he was going to become, especially with a full offseason, your best offensive player. I have been really excited.
Yeah, I thought Robertson was a casualty of the Rantanen addition.
You know what's... I don't know if people will view this exactly the same way, especially since it's a more offensive versus defensive in nature, but I kind of feel the same way about, like, Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams. Because the thought was Quinnen Williams comes over and you're essentially going to make Kenny Clark dispensable after the season. But what you're seeing is, man, that cooperation they can have together is really good. I wonder if the Stars will find a way, salary cap-wise, and depending on what Robertson does in the playoffs, to do the exact same thing. When they're like, no, not replacement. Mm-hmm. It's a supplemental thing.
I don't know.
We got a while.
I'm curious. I saw a line last night that made me go, oh, is that what's happening? And it was Robertson, and he's doing everything he can to make this Olympic team. And I started going, oh, is that why he's playing at this level?
Right.
Or is there something else involved? And maybe Gullitson was like, hey, I'm going to get you on that team. We're setting you up for success during the season to have that take over. And maybe that rise of confidence is all he needed, was somebody to say, we're going to set you up for success, and he's getting all those opportunities. Whatever it is, man, keep it up. And we'll talk a little more in the C block about keeping your momentum going and how you do that. That's my plan today. But whatever it is, you keep that thing rolling right now. And now that you got Otter kind of feeling like he's a little more confident too, you pick that right back up.
From the 682, I don't answer questions. All right, well, we won't take that answer right there. Now, there are two super positive things happening for the Stars right now. First of all, and you just made allusion to it, the penalty kill. The penalty kill has been unbelievable. Last 19 times, stop. I'm not going to say stop 19 times. But in the last 41 penalty kill attempts, they have shut down 38 of them.
That's nice.
That is unbelievable. And you saw this again last night, more points on the road. Now, also, you got 2 points, which is great. Do you know the Stars have played 15 road games this year? They have one regulation loss.
Are you serious?
On the road. One. They are 10-1-4, which means they have gotten 14. They've gotten points in 14 of their 15 road games. And that is something that you feel like is going to make a huge difference come the playoffs. And I know you might be like, we just started December, but like, I'll be stunned beyond belief if this team is not in the playoffs. So I think those are two super positive things. Penalty kill always rolls in the playoffs. And if you can have road success, that is always vital in the playoffs.
I wanted to confirm a couple things, too. I had Reetma reach out to me yesterday. Also, we talked with Robert Tiffin. Brought his ass late in the show. Yep. I wanted to give some answers to what I got collecting from our guys. Because I think, dude, I'm dead serious. I think the Stars coverage that this thing produces is the best.
Yeah.
Robert Tiffin's phenomenal. Jake mm-hmm. Reitman does a fantastic job. And then we got Spitz and Suds. You don't need to go anywhere else. I said, hey, Otter, this rotation. Broadus was asking about the rotation at goalie. And he said, both of them were like, hey, Otter was sick. I understand that. Can you explain a little bit more about this? Gullitson said earlier this year that they want to keep Ottinger closer to 50. And DeSmith at 32. And then he added this, and he said, it's Hellebuck's job to lose, is what he was saying about the goaltender situation.
Yeah.
But, hey, keep playing, let your lights out. But he said that Gullitson cited some studies earlier about how playoff performance tends to deteriorate for goalies with every game played over a certain threshold, something like 45 to 50 games. But he said they're on track for that. So that's the idea behind it. I think they're looking to keep him as fresh as possible, especially with the compressed schedule. So if you're, as Broadus was asking that, I just wanted to kind of update what we were able to. Gullitson has a study that he says, I want him fresh for the playoffs, baby.
Sure.
I want him rocking. So
sure.
There we go there.
Now.
Super segment.
Okay, super segment. So go ahead and hit some Mavs. Give me cut number. You know what? Give me cut number 6. And let's get a little Max Christie action going right there.
Back from a double-digit deficit to make it close down the stretch. We may have history the other way tonight. Marshall, corner three, rattles home for Christie.
Now, the Mavericks pick up a win that I did not necessarily think they were going to get whatsoever going into that. This is now back-to-back wins against really quality opponents in the Nuggets and the Heat. Because there's been some other wins, and sure, they've been kind of against the dregs of the NBA, and that's all fine and well. But you've gotten two straight wins against two really good teams. And whether it was that Max Christie three right there, whether it was freaking Ryan Nemhart,
dude,
man. And this is one of the things, like, we kind of joke when somebody goes, oh, he's a football.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ball player.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Ryan Nemhard, what does he do? He's a basketball player. Well, what does that mean? It means he'll figure out a way to do what you need him to do. You mm-hmm. saw that in college, and that's why I thought it was kind of like Brunson-esque in terms of the slightly smaller, scrappy player who's smart enough to figure out whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seeing the what you get from Anthony Davis with the rebounds, what you get on assists-wise from Nemhard,
yep.
and then seeing what you get from Christie through Marshall through Flagg, like those three. And Kevin, you're long there too now.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a big deal that you're long there. But the you have a complete team rather than a bunch of guys that don't really have roles. And I understand positionless basketball and all that stuff. That's great when you have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and y'all can rain threes from wherever on the court and terrify teams. Whenever you're a regular team like this, you got to figure out ways to do it the right way. And Nemhard being the kind of traditional point guard who can also get after it and score is a big deal. Alec, how insane was that angle of Nemhard going between his legs and then just knocking down that jumper?
Yeah, shout out to Landon Thomas for that shot, because seeing the backcourt view of it was incredible, and that was some Mixmaster stuff right there. I didn't know Nemhard had that in his bag. I knew he was a great ball handler, but like I didn't think he had that pace in him in ISO coverage like that. That was incredible, and that's going to be something that I'm probably going to watch a few times throughout the year and be like, dang. We really did that. We really found this dude, didn't we?
It's nice, dude. It's nice to see this.
You know what else I really liked yesterday?
And they're on a streak now.
Okay. So now
Kevin,
we got three straight.
Yeah.
So you beat a not-so-good Clippers team, but then back-to-back. You know what else I liked yesterday? I liked seeing Cooper Flagg get to the basket or at least take closer than mid-range shots and stay away from three-pointers. Look, I think the three-point shot will get there. You saw this kind of replicate last year at Duke, but he hasn't shot the three well so far this season. But he has been shooting the ball well otherwise, and I think that's super encouraging. Yet again, another 20-point game, and you look at this three-game winning streak, Cooper Flagg is accelerating quickly, man. And if this is the level he stays at, or if this is just phase one of him leveling up this season, holy freaking crap.
Well, I don't know, Kevin. It was like, what, 35, 8, and 4, and then 24.
To be fair, he only had two assists on the 35
and it was 22. So he's declined ever since the 35-point game.
Okay.
I just don't know if he can keep up that 35-point pace.
Okay, well, then he cannot. But I will focus in, on these other two things. In these two games, 23 points per game, but probably more importantly, I think he's shooting 60% while also still snagging 7 rebounds per game. And so that's going to be unbelievable. And I'm just really excited to see contributions from some of the players that we were hoping for. Like, I hear you about Anthony Davis, for sure, but Christie, people like Nemhard, a Flag leveling up. It feels like you're in the middle of a Cooper Flag level up.
Klay had 17 last night. I know it was 5 of 12. But
well, yeah.
I, that's
just not
but
great.
Off the bench?
Yeah.
Off the bench for Clay? That's comfort for me.
And see, and I like that, and I appreciate that. And I think this Mavericks team can probably give everybody a little bit of something different depending on what they're looking for. But, like, those three players in particular I love because you're like, they could be here for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
so,
for sure. Yeah.
Big-time night for Dallas sports in terms of getting the win for the Mavs,
4-6-9,
getting the win for the Stars.
Nico's vision will come through, guys, is what he's basically saying there.
I don't think
no?
he
okay.
will ever get All credit
right.
for
okay,
that.
Fine.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll talk to the NFL Executive Vice President of Media Distribution. Plus, we might try to cram in some baseball nuggets live from Choctaw right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Choctaw. And right now, let's talk with the NFL EVP of Media Distribution. It is Hans Schroeder. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. How are you? Getting ready for a big one tonight?
Yes, indeed, indeed.
Yeah.
We are. Now, I don't know if the Cowboys can promise $57 million again, but this does feel like another huge game for the NFL with both teams seemingly needing to win to continue their playoff march.
Yeah, look, I mean, we'll certainly talk about Thanksgiving, and the season overall has been tremendous, but it just continues to roll along. Tonight is a great one. You know, have a great couple games in the Sunday afternoon in the big windows in Chicago and Green Bay and Cincy Buffalo early. And then Sunday night with Houston and KC and then Philly Chargers, like another great week in week 14. So, you know, it's great to see. I think I saw something this morning. There's at least one team in every game playing for something meaningful this week. So a lot of meaningful games in week 14 of the NFL season. That's great. That's what we want to be doing for our fans.
Kudos to the schedule makers there as well. Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of those numbers, but what I've really always wanted to know is, do y'all have like a tracking mechanism for certain games to give you a decent idea ahead of time, maybe what that kind of viewership number might look like?
Yeah, it's a great question, and we have taken, you know, over the last few years and really over the last 20 years, and a former colleague, Howard Katz, who was a legend in sports, ran our scheduling process for close to 20 years and really added so much sophistication to it. And what we've tried to do with Mike North leading the way for us is layer on more data and insights into that. And certainly when we're going through the scheduling process, we do have a tool now that tries to estimate viewership. I think for us, it's more directional. You know, there's too many variables and too many ways and that the season will play out to know exactly. But, you know, going into this year, we had a lot of great matchups in particular. The NFC East was playing the NFC North. The AFC North was playing the NFC North in rotational element of the schedule. So we just had a lot of big games to choose from. And what we've seen on the schedule is there's a few windows throughout the regular season that even stand out from the other windows, and kickoff's one of those, and then Thanksgiving's another. And so we went into the year certainly looking and seeing what can we learn? How can we be smarter? How can we better serve our fans? And what you saw is maybe is place some even bigger matchups into kickoff, obviously with the tremendous, you know, Dallas-Philly rivalry. As a way, even with the weather interruption, was a tremendous start to the season. And then you saw that last week on Thursday, a week ago today, like across the day, starting in Detroit, you know, when that game finished, it was the all-time highest viewed NFL regular season game ever. And then Dallas came along and beat it and with a great game against Kansas City. And then we had the highest viewed Thursday night game ever on NBC. So in our mind, that's just a tremendous outcome for our fans. And when our fans are tuning in and watching more, that tells us we're doing something right, and that's what we're really focused on.
And so I feel like you were kind of scratching the surface on answering this question already before I even asked it, so props to you on that. But when the Cowboys and Chiefs was specifically set up, did you think, I mean, I know you were saying it would be a marquee matchup, but did y'all see the potential to just annihilate the previous record for regular season viewership?
Look, the two previous highest viewed regular season games ever in the league's history have been the 4:30 Dallas games. One against the Giants a couple years ago, one against, I think, the Raiders a couple years ago as well. And we've had four straight years of Thanksgiving Day games continuing to grow in viewership. And part of that is just, you know, as Coach Madden said, it's all about football, family, food. It all comes together in a way that's just so, so special on Thanksgiving. But, you know, there's also just the growing emergence and sort of the continued ways I think our fans are looking to engage with us. There's also like the specialness across the day of, you know, 2 years ago we played Green Bay Detroit in that early game in Detroit as well. And I think we did around 34 million viewers. So, you know, part of this is just teams play their way. Detroit's got even more popular with the success they've had and a great rival with Green Bay. Certainly then you get to Dallas and you take, you know, a team that is priding themselves on being America's team for a long time in Dallas with a team that may be rivaling that with their recent run of success for the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Coach Reed. Like, you know, certainly that stacked itself to be a pretty special game. But we thought Baltimore-Cincinnati, you know, and we, you know, certainly Joe Burrow coming back was a big lift for that game. But they played some amazing Thursday night games the past couple of years. We just thought across the day, those matchups, but certainly Dallas and Kansas City being a really strong one, you know, but we thought there were three great matchups and we got three great games and can't ask for more than that.
NFL EVP of Media Distribution, Hans Schroeder, joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Can you confirm, though, Hans, that number probably could have gone to 100 million had Post Malone said, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift? Is that your thoughts?
Look, you know, it's a great question. Nobody's crystal ball or you know, indicators that good. But, look, the teams, I always get back to it's the games, it's the success, it's the story, it's on the field and certainly other things. And Taylor is such a big phenomenon and that's certainly been helpful. And look, but we saw across the day, I think we had, you know, some of our highest female viewership we've had, you know, and maybe ever across Thanksgiving Day. And so, but the whole year we're up in every demo in every age group, for the full season to date through week 12. So I think it's just how everything comes together and the uniqueness of the NFL that, you know, humbly very excited and proud to just be part of it. And I think that it's the strength of the game and what happens on the field first and foremost that drives everything else. And you guys see that locally, like, you know, look at sort of the peaks and valleys just this year with the Cowboys season. But after the last couple weeks and coming back against the Eagles and then the big win last Thursday and going into tonight, like, it just galvanizes a city and a fan base in such a unique way.
Now, Hans, one other thing, though, is before the season, we were discussing a lot, and I think very frequently, Kevin, the conversations the NFL was having with Nielsen about their reporting. Can you kind of give us any thoughts on the effect of that and what exactly y'all were kind of looking for to change there?
Yeah, no, it's a great, you know, it's spot on. And one of the things we've been working for several years is we think there's more people watching our games. And one of the phenomena over the last 15 to 20 years is people get together at a sports bar on a Sunday or out of the home. And that's been a form of viewership that just hasn't really been fully accurately counted. And so one of the things Nielsen did this year was they made some additional steps to make sure everywhere around the country, no matter where you're watching, that's being counted in the viewership. The other thing they did, though, which particularly is an area we've been focused on with them, is on Thanksgiving or Christmas or the Super Bowl, where it's just a unique dynamic and there's more people together. And that idea that the NFL brings people together on those holidays, and the holidays are a big part of it too, there's just more people watching. And so how does that get counted in? And so we're always chasing the most accurate view because that's how we're going to be smarter and better. And we think Nielsen certainly put some work in to try to do something that really hard and capture that viewership. And certainly that's a big part of it. But I would say it's a big part of it from the lens of they've been missing it in the past and they're finally capturing and folding that in this year and going forward. So we think that that's a more accurate picture. And I think we're excited to sort of be able to better know how we're engaging with our fans and a more accurate picture there. It is great information for us.
I know we talked about the Thursday night game between the Ravens and the Bengals, also set a record for the most watched Thanksgiving night game ever. But keeping in mind that this is a family-friendly program, can you tell us what your reaction was when you saw that Detroit number and then you saw that Dallas-Kansas City number when you saw what that rating actually was?
Yeah, look, we went into this year hoping and sort of pushing to see how high up could be. And I think as we saw the day come along, it's like, gosh, it's pretty high. And then it got a lot higher at 4:30. And then even like the Sunday, the primetime of that game, it's still the highest ever. So we were excited. And look, we still think there's opportunity out there ahead of us. We think it's shaping up. It's going to also, you know, signal how strong Christmas will be and another great holiday day. So we were incredibly happy, excited. It told us we're doing something right, and let's figure out how we can get it even better going forward.
Yeah, I mean, one suggestion I would have from a selfish point of view is help the Cowboys get into the conference championship game in the Super Bowl, and we'll pop some big numbers for you, sir.
Yeah, look, that takes care of itself. But, you know, any other ideas, I'm all ears. But okay. I'll leave that one for you guys in Dallas to take care of.
All right, we're on that.
Yeah, thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on just the monster numbers across the season, across the day. We really appreciate all the info, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys, and hopefully we get another great one tonight and throughout the weekend.
Absolutely.
Stay well, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yes, there you go. Hans Schroeder right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Tonight's going to pop, bro.
Yes.
It's going to pop.
I agree. The NFL Executive Vice President of Media Distribution. I thought that was really cool, a unique perspective about how maybe some of those matchups and stuff get put together as well. I know you were digging this, and since it did not go out over air earlier, I wanted to, if it's okay with you, go back to some of these quotes about Tyler Booker.
Yeah, no, absolutely,
and,
man.
And can you reassert your thoughts when I was like, hey, you know what? Actually, I know we got some time to make up. Let's talk about it on the other side with Mickey Spagnuolo. Let's go over some of these thoughts about Tyler Booker as we get ready for Cowboys.
Yeah.
Lions right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.